Wake up, shouted Mira. Wake up, everyone. It's wheel day. She went to Erin's bed and shook her shoulder. Erin, it's wheel day. Erin, who had been fast asleep, growled. She peered at Mira with one bleary eye. It's early, she complained. And there's no such thing as wheel day. There is, shouted Mira happily. And it's today. Come on. She ran to the third bed in their shared dorm hut. Wake up, Kara. Kara was just a lump under her covers. Gooey, the lump muttered. But it's wheel day, Mira laughed. I'm going to help Hilda get breakfast ready so we can set off early.
Oof,
muttered Erin and rolled over. It was early, Mira admitted to herself as she left the dorm. The light was still dim and there was no one around. In the outside world, the sun would just be rising, but not here, because Mira, the dorm, and everything around her weren't in the outside world. They were in the Dragonseer Guild Hall. The hall was a vast cavern lit up by softly glowing globes that hung above like tiny suns. It held a training area, a racetrack, dormitories, dining huts, classrooms, offices, and more. Older buildings that were perfect for exploring could be seen off in the distance. It had everything Mira and her friends needed. Mira closed her eyes, relaxed, and called up the special magic she had been taught on her first day as a Dragonseer. She felt a whispering connection, and the dragon Flame Teller appeared. Flame Teller was small, but still taller than Mira herself, with a stumpy body and a long neck. He was bronze and brown, like the colors of wood, with spots of silver. His legs were stiff and straight. He looked as if he was made of wood and brass, like a cleverly designed wind-up toy. Every time Mira saw him, her heart sang. He stretched his wings with a click, click, click sound. Good morning, Mira, he chirped. Is it wheel day today? Mira grinned. Yes, but everyone else is sleeping in. I'm off to help Hilda with breakfast. Want to come?
Of course.
Flame Teller trotted beside her to one of the dining huts, where they found Hilda preparing breakfast. Hilda was strong-shouldered and tall. She always had her sleeves rolled up. She smiled at Mira and Flame Teller as they entered the dining hut.
You're up early, my loves, she said.
I couldn't sleep, said Mira. It's wheel day. We're off to see the Riven Wheel.
Flame Teller clicked his wings.
It's the biggest water wheel in the world. It might be the biggest machine in the world. Mira's told me all about it.
We thought we'd come and help with breakfast, said Mira. Nobody else is awake yet. Why would anyone sleep in on wheel day?
It's a mystery, said Hilda, smiling. Well,
some help would be lovely. Come on in, but wash your hands and face. Mira, you're covered in grease as usual.
Mira laughed and washed at the water pump, peering at her reflection in the hut window. Hilda was right. Mira's long black hair was tied into a ponytail with a greasy rag. Her soft brown skin was covered with streaks of black. Mira loved tinkering with machinery and somehow always came away with grease marks on her skin and clothes.